5 things I wish I knew before I came out. We are on this platform that you might know, it is called Cameo, and again, this video is not about Cameo, but it's just for you to know. We received a video
request
from 2 friends of a guy that just came out, but this guy doesn't feel well or good with,
his sexuality.
His sexuality.
Or that he's got a boyfriend,
yeah,
or that,
and,
but...
He just need a little bit of encouragement, and that's what we did in this video. We're like, okay, why don't we do a YouTube video saying about what we wish we knew before coming out. It might help other people that are probably thinking to come out.
Number 1.
Self-acceptance is an ongoing journey. It's super true, because the coming out journey is a roller coaster in general. So you will need to work with yourself and accepting yourself and the new things that will come with it. Because once you come out, it's like... you can start breathe, and it's a way that that goes away from your shoulders. Can we say that? That goes away from your shoulders, and then you start living your real life. So you start seeing the world in a different way. You start liking the things that you really like, and maybe put a Popeye T-shirt, and your mom sees it, and she says that maybe it's not the ones that you should wear.
I had to give Ricky AT, otherwise he couldn't stop talking, for me to say something. You're going to come out more than once, more than 1,000 times. And last time I had to come out was last summer. I mean, haircut.
Basically.
And that's basically. They assumed that I was straight, and I was like, why are you assuming?
People will do that. So yeah. You need to work on your own self-acceptance, because things will be there, and you will finally be your own self. And so you will see things that you maybe have been avoiding all your life because you were afraid of what people might say. Number 2, find your community. Your community is key. That's something that I also wanted to know, that I want to know that I wish I knew that there were people out there like me. Most of the time we think that we are the only one.
This summer we are all of us going to Madrid's Pride.
Right, to celebrate together.
And Ricky's parents and my mother as well, they are all coming together to Pride, and we really want them to go because they are not aware of how many LGBTQIA+ people are out there in the world. They think we are a minority, and sorry, but we just don't believe that. We really want them to see that there are millions of LGBTQIA+ people all over the world, and allies also, because Pride in Madrid is just crazy, it's huge, and we cannot wait for that moment to happen.
And really find your community, find your tribe, and that will help you whenever you decide to come out.
And if you don't find your community in person, for whatever reason, find it online.
Number 3, authenticity breeds confidence.
You need confidence?
You need to be authentic. No, the more authentic you are, the more confident you will be in front of other people. And that's something that will help you as soon as you come out. Being yourself and your own self will give you that push and that confidence. Say, yes, I'm this person. I've decided to come out. So I'm going to be myself.
My true self.
My true self all the way. And really, it's something that you will need to work on as well. Your own being authentic in every single situation and in every single media that you're using, whether it's just online or in person, right?
See? For example, a few years ago, Ricky wouldn't wear this. Now he does.
Authenticity is something that really you want to work on every single day. And it's something that we actually will do with our clients as well and our students, because even though they've been outside of the closet forever, sometimes they really miss that part of being authentic in front of other people on social media. And it's important whenever you have a business, whenever you want to use social media, to get out in the world and see and get seen by new eyeballs. So make sure that you are authentic and you cultivate that and you work on that, because it will give you more confidence and you will be empowered and people will be attracted by you.
For us, the best example of this is at the beginning of our YouTube and Instagram journey, we try to
copy other people and be like other people.
More than that, we try to speak with the perfect accent, but obviously
it didn't work.
It was just impossible for us to do. And once we started using our real accent, which is this, okay? Sometimes you don't understand that, we get it. Once we started doing that, our Instagram account just grew like crazy. And
absolutely.
We are super happy with that. And that changed completely our lives. And also helped us in our gay journey.
Absolutely, yeah, to be ourselves and not to compare ourselves to anyone else. Number 4.
You will discover a superpower that you have.
Which is the gaydar power. You know, gaydar is a scientific thing that
super
says
scientific.
That all gay people have this power that they can really smell where other gay are and if the other person is gay.
Okay, yes, it's BS. What we are saying at the moment. Obviously, you have that gaydar before or never, but when you come out, you are more aware of everything. You know what I mean?
More aware of all the gay people that are around you.
No, sometimes of everything.
Of all the gay people that are around you. And when we use gay, okay, it's just for the algorithm. Anyone is included.
Everyone is included, in the LGBTQIA plus spectrum, okay?
Yeah. It's fantastic. If you haven't used it, you can get start using it and it will work.
You can start right now. For example,
Number five.
The importance of having a queer playlist.
In the queer playlist, you can have...
Arif and Ricky in Wonderland, which is our first single. Although we have a second single, a third single, and more
many
to
more,
come.
Many more to
okay?
come.
That's now, why we are doing these five things.
If I knew before I came out that I could have the support of Arif and Ricky, I would say I would come out straight away.
Arif and Ricky in Wonderland.
Jokes apart, it's really something the music will help you with, feel better. So you really need, whether it's that you need to cry and you want to put sad music or you want to put like punchy music on it, that will help you so much in your coming out journey. Which song you will have in your queer playlist?
So many.
Give me two.
Okay, I'm going to give you the last Ariana Grande's single.
Okay.
Which I don't remember the title. But it's super cool. If you've seen Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, the song, but mostly the video clip, is like it's mirroring the movie. No, the video clip is mirroring the movie.
Ah, okay.
Ricky needs to watch the movie first, which is my number one movie ever, by the way.
And then the video clip.
And then the video clip, okay.
I didn't say that.
And it's great, it's so cool. Fantastic. You have to watch it.
I will.
Both. Actually, we are watching it tonight.
Okay. Every time we say that in a video, then we don't do it.
Never happens. Nice. But tonight is going to happen. And then a punchy. Well, I have so many. I'm going to say one from the 90s by Samantha Mumba. Gotta tell you is the song.
Gotta tell you. No, I will actually put two punchy songs. One, it's Skater Boy, I don't know why, but I want that song, that's by Avril Lavigne, and it is like, it's talked about like a heterosexual relationship.
When we say queer playlist, it doesn't mean that the singer needs to be queer, although no, if they are, great.
It's just because the song really brings you something. And the second one, you know, will be Unwritten.
Feel the rain on your skin, no one else can feel it for you, only you can let it in, no one else can speak our words on your lips.
Which are yours? Let us know in the comments.
And that was it.
And we'll see you in the next video next week.
Or next podcast.
Or next anything that we do.
Basically, see you. Ciao.
Bye.